Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I was just thinking, well, if I buy a property, in a few years' time, you make money and sell it, pay off my own mortgage, that would be fantastic. I didn't think about it. So once you pay off the mortgage, what are you going to do next? I also did not think about the creation of the passive income. And I did not think about there's big things we can do if I reach the financial freedom. I would just think, well, if I pay for my mortgage and have a stable job, that's it. That's a beautiful life. But actually, it's not. There's lots of things we can do besides that.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we'll continue the conversation with director and mortgage broker of Realway Finance, Eric Wu, who set out on his property journey and built up a $5 million portfolio. We'll find out the strategy he used to achieve this and what you can do to manage your risk profile as you work towards your goals. The initial setback for Wu in starting his property journey was fear, and that his goals weren't big enough.
First of all, I just would use a real example. So when I bought the Black Tie and a Marion property, some of the firm told me, what are you doing? You're buying a dump. You're in a very bad area. You're just wasting money. So at some point, I really doubted myself. I was thinking, did I do the right thing, or am I just wasting my time and money? Luckily, I didn't quit. I just hold on to it. So when I look back, it's a fear and a lack of knowledge that's created the uncertainty and the self doubt. The fear is I don't really know what I'm doing right, because as a starter, as a young investor, or as a naive young investor, I don't really know whether this product will grow or not, whether it's a good investment or not. Because at that point in time, people buying it somewhere else, they decided they're doing really well, but I'm not really sure. And also the goal's not big enough, because at that time I couldn't see a big picture, bigger goal. I was thinking buying one or two is big enough, because I definitely would create some money. But it didn't go hard enough.
So what is his bigger picture for the future now?
Back that time, I was just thinking, well, if I buy a property, in a few years' time, you make money and sell it, pay off my own mortgage, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
I didn't think about it. So once you pay off the mortgage, what are you going to do next? I also did not think about the creation of the passive income. And I did not think about there's big things we can do if I reach the financial freedom. I would just think, well, if I pay for my mortgage and have a stable job, that's it. That's a beautiful life. But actually, it's not. It's lots of things we can do besides that.
Purchasing between New South Wales and Southern Queensland, Wu has accumulated 9 properties worth a considerable asset base.
I think it's very close, or maybe a little bit exceed $5 million overall. The pure rental compared with the pure interest repayment, it's positive. But if we consider all the ongoing costs, like the maintenance, the management fee, the insurance, it's neutral. It's kind of a comfortable stage. I can walk away from the whole portfolio. It's just look after itself.
The purpose of building his portfolio, as with many property investors, is to attain wealth through generating passive income for his family.
I think the primary goal for us is to create wealth. It's not only for me, it's actually for the family as well. My plan is just hold on to it as long as I can. And I also just expand the portfolio. Once it comes to a certain size, I might sell part of it. and reduce the debt.
Since the beginning of his journey, Wu's mindset has changed dramatically.
I think it started from reading the books on the online forums, talk to the fellow investors, and as was my mentor as well. Previously, my mortgage broker, not my mentor. It's a lot to do with seeing the big picture, setting a big goal, and seeing what others can do and what they have achieved. Now I'm thinking, well, if you can achieve more, why settle for less? Just give yourself a challenge. Never give up.
His mentor and mortgage broker, Rolf Latham, director of ASAP Financial Services, helped condition his mindset as well.
I think that there are two sides. It's, first of all, he helped me with the finance side of some property investing. The other thing I would say more important is about your self-development. He helped lots of other people. It's help us to see what you actually potentially can achieve, and also show us what other people have achieved.
In terms of resources, we sought out personal development books by authors like Jeff Olson, Charles Duhigg, and David Schwartz.
I would think the books is very important. I would categorize that into three different categories: the books, and also the podcast, and some magazines as well. With books, it can be the hard copy books and audio books. I listen to lots of books. My favorite one would be the Slight Edge, The Power of Habit, the Magic of Thinking Big. This is good. This has been interesting. Seeing you when I look back, when we started property investing, first of few, the technical side is quite important. It's like where to research, how do you cash flow analysis, how do you find a property. But once you hit a certain level, like 3 or 4, even more, you come to the point of you need to open yourself up. You need to see a big goal. You need to do some self-development. You need to change your mindset to go a bit further.
When considering the right team to have around him on his journey, he enlisted the help of a property manager and several other professionals. However, he regrets not hiring a buyer's agent.
Because when we look at the Brisbane purchase, one of them, I'm thinking, at that time, there's a bit of a time where I have lots of stress because my son was born. I just don't have much time to do research. So I would think it's a little bit of a rush buy. I didn't make any mistake, but if I have used the buyer's agent, it will give me much more choice options to look at different areas.
The best advice Wu has ever received is to continue to think bigger and grow bigger, but be cautious of potential risks.
Well, with going bigger, it's not just irrationally just buy. There's lots of things behind it. It's actually how do you make sure you buy the right property? How do you reduce the risk? How do you choose the area? And also, how do you manage your cash flow? How do you foresee some risks? How do you manage the risks? That's quite important as well. Once you go bigger, it's kind of you have to have all the risk mitigation strategy in place, then move ahead, go bigger, not just keep buying.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into the nuts and bolts of Wu's property investing strategy.
Buy, renovate, and hold. Some of the buy and hold. I choose an area with very good fundamentals. It's like public transport, schools, hospitals, shops.
His goals for his portfolio in the future.
The long term, the actual real wealth is created by you holding long term. You go through a few property cycles.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey podcast listeners, I just wanted to let you know about the podcast show notes I've created for you that you can download at freepropertyresource.com. Inside these show notes, I've included a full summary, details of the resources recommended, plus much, much more. Just go to freepropertyresource.com to grab it now. It's free and it'll make the rest of the episode so much more impactful. Again, that's freepropertyresource.com. Now back to the show. With 9 properties currently in his portfolio, diversified throughout New South Wales, Wu shares the strategy he has used to achieve this.
I would consider myself a very, very conservative investor. I buy the property, buy, renovate and hold, some of the buy and hold. I choose an area with very good fundamentals. It's like public transport, schools, hospitals, shops. This kind of property, you tend to have less risk of leaving it vacant for a long period of time. And it tends to be an area people want to live in. So they create some kind of certain level of competition.
By focusing on investing in mid-range areas where people are more likely to live, he found a property in Western Sydney.
The research principle is very simple. It's kind of when you look at it, you have all the essential services in place. I'll give you an example. When I bought the Marion property, Blacktown property, when I look at the train station there, and I also have a very big shopping center, schools there as well, and also the hospitals. I was thinking it's only need to run about 15 minutes of walk from house to the big shopping center, and also the train station is next to it. The schools are only 10 minutes of walk. I was thinking with this kind of property, the population keep growing. I don't think this kind of property value would drop.
Finding a bread and butter property to renovate was Wu's goal, which he did and then applied to his other properties in Blacktown, Hornsby and a townfield in Marsfield, where he obtained the same principles.
Marsfield have run about 60%, I think, just 4 years' time, closer to jobs, close to train station, close to university, close to the shops, not far from hospital. When I look at what I bought in Sydney, it's all these fundamentals. Oh, I want to change the suburbs, just reduce the risk.
So, what is the vision for his portfolio now?
With the current portfolio, I would think just hold on to the long term. I think when you look at long term, the actual real wealth is created by you holding long term. You go through a few property cycles, and that's where it generates real wealth and money. It's not a buy, run and sell. You can have quick profit, but it's not a real wealth, I think. So what I'm going to do next, it's pretty much grow my business to a certain level. And also we're looking at some small development and also the entry-level commercial property as well. I'm thinking like the shop front, the small cafe shops and maybe news agencies and some of the small street shops. Residential property is really, really good too to grow the initial asset base. It's very good. But it comes to the point when the maintenance and ongoing stuff just come to a point you think this is you need to diverse into different asset class. It's still property, but different category. With the commercials, they pretty much is less headache. The tenants pay all the ongoings. Your rent, the rental yield is quite high, so they can generate some cash flow, instant cash flow. You still need positive cash flow to sustain your existing portfolio and make it bigger. It's a combination.
In Wu's experience, he has developed some valuable personal habits which have contributed to his success.
I think there's one thing very important is just keep an open mind. Just explore new ideas, listen to people, what they say, and do your own research, and also set a high goal for yourself.
Now, Wu is most excited about helping others reach their own goals through applying specific strategies for them.
The exciting thing is I can help my client to repeat what I have done and let them see the big picture like what I did a few years ago. That's more exciting. Helping people achieve what they want to do is very nice, and I'm helping them to see a big picture and realize it's something they can do but they have not seen it yet.
If you wish to connect with Wu, learn more about his strategy or find out about his mortgage services, you can reach out to him via his website.
Look, I have a website. It's called Real Wave Finance. It's realwayfinance.com.au. Or if you use Google, you can search Eric Wu plus property investors. You'll find me there. I'm quite easy to find.
Thank you to Eric Wu, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Simply type in the search bar Eric Wu and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send exclusively via email, you can text me your email address to 04998810040 to subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply text me your email address to 04998810040 to get your free case studies. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.